Today's episode of The Mom Game is brought to you by our friends at Gateway Buick GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is, Gateway's got it. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new Buicks, GMCs, and GM-certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaybuickgmc.com, look for the shop, click, drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway Buick GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So, when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaybuickgmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. Experience the new Buick. And welcome to episode 219 of The Mom Game. We are in the Coppola Home Studios today because, Julie, we effing made it. We made it to the end of school.
Almost.
And if, well, today's our, we're taping on Thursday today, and today's my kid's last day. And I wish I had a bottle of, I'm out of Coppola. This is poor planning on my part. Because if I had those, I know if I had that Prosecco, I would pop that shit open so fast right now and just drink straight from the bottle.
I have some in the fridge.
I'm jealous. I drink mine too fast, apparently.
You gotta always have some Coppola on hand.
I know. I need to stock up. Big weekend for Coppola because they are the sponsor, official wine sponsor of the Charles Schwab Invitational at Charles Schwab Challenge, I should say, at Colonial. And I'm trying to figure out still when I'm going to get out there. I know you and Kelly are going to come for sure, I think, on Sunday. So, yeah, it's a big weekend, Memorial Day, Colonial, Coppola wine. It's a good day. It's a good weekend. I am excited.
Yeah, lots of fun.
I know. How are you doing? End of school. Are you making it?
Making it. Yeah, making it. Our final day is Friday, but it's a half day. So does that even count? I don't know.
Yeah. So Hattie's getting picked up by a friend's mom and they're going to hang out. So they're getting picked up like noon. So then I was like, I've been out of town. And then, of course, you always know how I feel about the mom guilt, missing stuff for work. So I'm going to pick Henry and a couple of buddies up at noon today because the school sent out. They were like, hey, it's a regular day, but if you're picking up your kid early, go ahead and respond to this email and we'll get this show on the road. So I felt like that was kind of a green light to, you know, just mail it in the last day of school. So yeah, that's what we're going to do. I'm super excited. I've been out of town, as you know, for my nephew's graduation. Got back late last night. We'll have to talk about Julie. You would think as I get older and fly more, like a lot, that I would chill the fuck out when there's weather while I'm flying. It's not happening.
No,
there's not a lot of chill in me when it comes to flying. And last night we had to leave. I flew out of Richmond, Virginia, and
Were you traveling alone?
Well, so my mom was with me.
Okay.
So my mom was with me. That's a whole nother story probably that needs to be saved for another day. Oh, God bless and love my mom. But good Lord, if this is a window into my future, I am terrified.
Loved to see you and your mom traveling through bad weather late last night.
Okay. Well, if we have time, I'll break it all down for you. But so what happens is when I know I'm flying, whether it's with the Rangers or commercial or whatever, I am checking the forecast, not only of the place that I'm at and my destination, but I'm mapping out the flight plan. Like I'm trying to figure out how we're going to maneuver this. And if there's weather
in their flight plan,
well, I don't, but I'm just thinking like, okay, is there weather at home? Is there weather in Richmond where we're leaving from? And then I have to look at what about the weather in between those two spots? So I started figuring out on Tuesday that shit was probably not going
to
be good.
I have time to map out the weather in between Dallas and Richmond, Virginia on fucking Tuesday.
Okay, this is what happens when you're crazy like me about flying. So yes. So then what happens is, and I hate it because all day yesterday I was super anxious. I was really quiet. I was testy, and I'm sure everyone's like, why is Emily being a bitch? The reason is because I am seriously in my head playing out the scenarios of what's going to happen, how we're going to tackle this weather situation that's going on across the country, anticipating if flight's going to get canceled. If it doesn't get canceled, do I really want to get on it? Is it going to be bad? Are we going to crash? What's going to happen? So anyway, so we make it to the airport, flight's on time, and then we get on the plane and they're like, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to inform you that this flight's going to be a little bit longer because we're having to avoid the weather that's taking. Meanwhile, I've got the radar pulled up. I mean, I've got it all mapped out. Like, and they're like, we're going to go down to Houston and then come over. And I'm looking and I'm like, I feel like this shit's moving, west. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. The things
Did
that are going on.
Did you disagree with the captain?
Well, I kind of thought we should go east and then head south.
Did you tell them?
I did. I left it up to the experts, but he said we were going south and then east. Uh-huh. I'm sorry, south and then west. I'm coming from the East Coast, so I kind of thought we should come at it and go. Okay, let me start over. Go west and then go south because I thought the weather would be out of here by then. But instead, we went south and then west, like all the way down to Houston. So it was supposed to be a 2.5 hour flight turned into a 3.5 hour flight. So the entire first hour of the flight, and it's to the point where they're like, we would prefer that the flight attendants don't get up. And if you need to get up to go to the bathroom, just be careful and quick. And I'm like, oh my God, 3.5 hours of this. So literally the whole time, you can't see my legs, but I am shaking my legs the whole time, just like nervous energy. Meanwhile, my brain's working 800 million miles an hour. And I turn into this complete mess. I'm a grown woman, and like every time that, they make this sound like the ding. And then I'm like, oh, that's the pilot. That's the pilot calling the flight attendant. So I'm like looking at the flight attendant. I'm just gauging her reaction.
Oh my
God. What's happening? I have all these cues I'm looking for. And then there was one point where she was like reading a book. And then we started to hit some bumps and she puts her seatbelt on. And I'm like, okay, she's worried too. She's putting her seatbelt on. So anyway, long story long.
You were super stressed.
Long story long, I'm not a good flyer. I don't know that I ever will be. The only time I'm a good flyer is when my children are with me and I have to pretend like I'm not scared shitless because I don't want to pass this down to them. So anyway.
Have you been like that since you were young?
No. So what happened was Mike and I went we flew into Eagle Vale. This was years ago. I think it was even before I had any kids. And we hit I can't remember. I think he said it was an 80 knot wind shear. Julie, literally people were screaming. We were on our descent and we dropped, I can't remember how many feet, a lot of feet we dropped. And we were sitting directly. So it was we were sitting directly in front of the flight attendant, and seeing the panic in her eyes made me completely terrified. Captain came on and was like, I apologize. We hit an 80 knot wind shear and there's nothing we could do about it. Blah, blah, blah. Once we get on the ground, the flight attendant, I was like, whoa, that was a lot. And she was like, I've been flying for 30 years and I've never experienced anything like that. And I was like, oh, so ever since then I've been super weird, paranoid. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, that kind of makes sense. So there's a story.
There is a story, but anyway, like I said, long story long, made it back. Last day of school's here. Memorial Day weekend's here. Colonial weekend's here. It's going to be a great weekend.
Yes, it is. It's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, so you're picking up Henry and his friends and going to do something fun today?
Yeah, I think we're going to go to lunch and then maybe come back here. Depending on if it's raining or not, might let the boys swim or they might want to go fishing. I don't know. They'll they'll find some boy stuff to do. So
yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, we moved this up. So thank you guys. Anna's birthday is tomorrow and it's like smack dab in the middle of so much stuff. And so it's on the last day of school for them. So their kindergarten class, you know, in kindergarten, it's a big deal to celebrate your birthday in your class. You get to like wear the hat and you wear, nowadays the kindergarten teachers like post on Instagram for your birthday. Like it's part of the job to like celebrate on Instagram. It's so sweet. But, so it's a big deal that, you know, she's been waiting for, but they moved her birthday celebration up a day because the last day of school is so crazy already. They have a kindergarten performance tomorrow at noon, like a graduation. She's been practicing all these songs. So they're celebrating her birthday today. And I guess on the day that the kids celebrate their birthday, the parents go to lunch with them.
Okay.
And I thought maybe because of all of the things going on that like that could get overshadowed or like she wouldn't even care or notice. No, she's walking out today and she was like, "You're coming to my birthday lunch, right?" And I was like, "What?" Because we had this and I was just going to like have a little bit of time before school's out. She's like, "You're coming." And I was like, "What?" "Well, I can't. I have a work thing and I'm shooting the mom game." She's like, "But mom, you have to. Pinky promised." And grab my pinky as she's walking out the door. And she's like, "You pinky promised." And then her face just dropped. And so thank y'all for adjusting this time. I'm going to go right after this to have lunch with her. And I got her cake. I door dashed her a cake pop and myself some coffee. So that's
nice.
That's our lunch. I packed her lunch already.
Well, so played.
We have that. Last night there was there's just so much. Like last night there was a parent party for Adios Kinder for everybody who's done with kindergarten now. And I overserved myself.
So that happens.
Got that going for me today.
That
going for me today in the middle of all of it, in the middle of all this stuff. Second grade picnic yesterday, ended up playing with like 10 boys for an hour. You know that game? It was really fun. It was like, I was talking with one of the moms. It came back around from like the 80s. It was cool in the 80s. I feel like a lot of things are coming back because you forgot about them and now they're cool. And people just like simple things again because technology and everything's made like virtual reality and everything has taken over and kids just maybe just want simple things again. So like the hand where you attach the disc thing and it's like, I'm going to do the worst job describing this.
Like Velcro ball?
Yeah.
Okay. I do remember this. I don't. I love that you're like, it's from the 80s.
Isn't it?
I guess. I feel like that's.
It's so fun.
You know what? I saw someone playing that the other day. I guess it did make a comeback. I don't remember playing it, but maybe I did. Yeah, it is fun. So you throw the ball and then you catch it with the mitt.
The Velcro.
Yeah. The Velcro mitt.
Yeah.
But it's like just a round. It looks like a Frisbee with felt on it or whatever Velcro sticks to.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I don't know what so the ball is felt and the mat is Velcro.
Okay. So I've got it confused. Okay.
Yeah. So the hand disc is Velcro and the ball is felt.
Okay.
And you know, it's like it's neon. It's like Velcro pink and green. Ball.
It's called Velcro ball. Ball and catch game. That's literally.
Okay. Well, you nailed it, Julie.
Yeah. And I bet it's like 99 cents at like the dollar store or something.
Yeah.
So fun. So there was like a second grade picnic and, you know, the kids eat with the parents and then they all go play and then all the moms talk. And Ryder wanted me to play with him and I thought he's in this like clingy mom phase and I love it. And so we played the game and then all of a sudden more boys came and all of a sudden I'm in the middle of like 10 boys just, and we played for like an hour. I was just sweating and like, I was like, I'm sure all these moms think I'm such a weirdo, but it was so much fun. And so you're talking about playing with the boys today. It's like, I get it. Like you should get them this game and just go out there and play with them. It's a lot of fun.
Cool mom Julie with the Velcro ball game.
It was really fun. We played monkey in the middle. Like,
yeah.
was fun.
Well, good.
Yeah, and then he had a. This was one of the things I wanted to talk about because I'm so awkward at talking about boy stuff with the doctor, and he's had some bug bite problems this week in his boy area. And I had to like call the doctor and explain it. And I don't know what my problem is. I like can't do it.
Can you just call it like say his penis? Like,
well, yeah, but they want more specifics. There's different parts.
Oh, okay. Well, so now I'm intrigued. What?
You know, there's different parts.
Well, yeah. I mean, so anatomy.
So, yeah.
So it was on his balls?
Yeah, but you can't say that to the doctor.
Oh, sure you can. What else are you going to call that? What's the medical term for balls?
Right.
See? Nuts? No, that's not right. What is there has to...
I think it's scrotum.
Well, scrotum is the thing that they're in. Testes. Testes. Testes.
Testes.
Yeah. I just said testes. And testes are in the scrotum, and you have the shaft and the head. That should get you covered. Those are all medical terms.
Yeah, but I don't. But you, testes you know sound what all weird. That is? So the shaft is the long part?
The long part. And then the head is the part that sticks out.
I know what that part is.
Okay.
So, but like, you think you know these things until you have to like describe on the phone to a doctor, like where bites are. And yeah. I was just like sweating. I was like panicking. And I was like, Kelly, you have to do this. So like we called the nurse and I handed the phone to Kelly and he explained it all. And they had a very civil conversation, but Kelly, and then we go to the doc. I made him an appointment cause it was bad. Poor thing was, I shouldn't be telling everyone in the world this, but like it was very swollen. And so he ended up going to school cause it was, they had the fun picnic. We fought through it, played the disc game despite that. And then I took him to the doctor afterwards. And so we go into the doctor and it's just like the nurse kind of prepping for the doctor. And she's like, so where are the mosquito bites or where are the bites? We didn't know what type they were. And I was like, and I picked up the phone. I was like, call Kelly in the doctor's office.
Stop it. Oh my gosh.
And he didn't answer. And I was like, and she was laughing. She was like, well, the doctor's going to come in here. So we'll look, you don't, but I was like, I don't know how to explain these things. And I just felt like such a dumbass. It's like, I need to be It's like, I don't know. And Port Ryder was laughing. He's like, Mom, I'll just show her. Like, and he was like, so he was like, Mom, I can tell you can't handle this. And he's like,
I got this.
Yeah. But it was really awkward. I'm like, I don't know what any of these things, you can't just say balls.
Yeah, you can. Doctors know. They know we don't call them testes. They know we're calling them balls and nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was my boy mom adventures for the week.
So is everything
golf and, is everything golf and testes.
Is every disc golf and testes. Oh, there's the title for our episode. Not disc golf, it's Velcro.
That's
Velcro
right.
Ball. Velcro ball and testes. Okay, well, is he okay? Is he better?
He's okay. We got him some ointment and some antibiotics and he's better. He actually had the babysitter last night when we had that party tell us that it was hurting. So I left the party because I was worried about him. And I think it was hurting a little bit. Then he was like, I was like, Ryder, did you just want me to come home? And he was like, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's just like in this sweet little, and I totally was fine coming home. And I, like I said, overserved myself. So I needed to come home anyway.
Yeah. He saved you.
Yeah,
he saved you from further pain.
Exactly. So it's good. It's busy, but I feel like our kids are in a good spot. They like me being around. It's been good. It's been fun.
Yay!
But yeah, I know you were saying like your phone's loaded up with text strings.
Oh
and
my gosh. Yeah, it's a lot. It's the end of school. We've talked about. I mean, it's a lot of texting. It's a lot of. Is today free dress day? I don't know. And I get it. And everyone is, you know, ready to get to the finish line. But like, I kind of just am like, I have text fatigue, that I need a text detox. And I'm just too like somebody on Henry's mom text string was like, what is it, free dress? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, it is for Henry. Like, I just, like, it, sure. Like, I don't know.
What grade is he?
He's finishing sixth, though. He's about to be a seventh grader.
Okay, because I didn't know if that stuff continues. Like, does it continue forever? Are we going to be doing this when they're, like, in high school, in college?
The text rings?
Yeah, are we going to be, like, 75 years old? Anywhere. Like, and our kids are going to be in sororities, fraternities, and we're going to be like, okay.
What's Lucy wearing to the formal? I don't know. I don't know. At some point, I'm sure. And I can't talk. I fire them off too, because usually I'm the mom that misses all the activities, but like, you know, I'm like, oh, what's this I hear about a project due this week? Like, what? Anybody else have the deets on that? You know? Meanwhile, we've probably gotten like 10 emails about it, and I've deleted them or something.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I think everyone's ready for a break. I think everybody's ready to sleep in and not have obligations. And we've still got some sports stuff going on, but you know, no school, no homework. So yeah. I'm ready. I'm ready. Yeah. I'm sure.
We have all that too. And I'm laughing because I feel like, so like Ryder's this week, I feel like, the things he's needing to remember are like yesterday was board games. I almost feel like the teachers are like really tired too. And they're kind of throwing it back at the parents and they're like, okay, just bring some shit for your kids to do so I can just sit there. Like, I know that y'all are really over planning and over involved. Like, our school is just too, it's just crazy. Everyone's over involved. It's crazy. It's
same.
Great. Wonderful. Yep. PTA. Great school.
Wonderful.
The parents can't get enough of being involved. So yeah. I feel like the teachers are just like, all right, I'm going to put my feet up this week. Like, you send your kid's favorite board game. Send your kid's favorite book. What movie does your kid want to watch? I'm not going to do shit.
Yeah. Arts and crafts. What you got? Like, bring it.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Room rest.
The world
come
is your
teach.
Oyster. Yeah. Well, yeah. We survived. We made it.
We made it.
Very exciting. So I'm going to have a seventh grader and a fifth grader, and you're going to have a third grader and a first grader.
Yes.
So we're 1-3-5-7.
1-3-5-7. We're going to be all odd.
I know.
Odd number kiddos, odd number grades.
I know. It's exciting. Okay. Let's get to a little bit of sportsy stuff and then we'll catch up on some social media stuff. Cause I know we're tight on time for Anna's birthday lunch.
Yes.
Sportsy stuff brought to us by our friends at Early Bird CBD. And what I was just telling you about my terrible flying habits. I packed my Early Bird, but I packed it in my checked bag. So I should have, if I would have been smart, I would have planned better and popped a couple of those puppies, before I got on that plane.
Yeah.
Yes. But I totally forgot and I had checked my bag. And so
okay,
that's on
well,
me.
Okay, well, next time. That's the answer. Yeah.
Lesson learned. So Early Bird CBD is CBD gummies that have a hint of THC to just kind of give you that mellowed out feeling. For me, it helps with sleep tremendously. And so I swear by them. They're life-changing for me. They have been. And I've turned a lot of friends on to them that say the same thing, help them sleep, help them relax, help them turn their mind off, help get those, you know, the radars and the flight plans out of their head, that are unnecessarily there. So we are super grateful for our partnership with Early Bird CBD. So glad we got introduced to them. Like I said, it's been a total game changer for me. And we have a coupon code. What is our code, Julie?
It's the mom game, in all caps. It's not like a link that gets you the code. You just go to earlybirdcbd.com and when you're checking out, use the coupon code themomgame. It'll save you 20% off.
Yeah. Yay for Early Bird. Wish I would have had those yesterday. Okay. Sportsy stuff. So on the plane last night, there was a guy watching the Mavs game next to me. And so I just kept like peeking over. I was keeping up with the Rangers too, which by the way, they're not in a good way right now. The Rangers are not in a good way.
Yeah.
So anyway, long season.
A bit below 500.
They are two games below 500. Lost the first two against the Phillies. It's just not. They're just scuffling. So many injuries. It's just like one thing after another. So hopefully guys will start to get healthy. You know, they can get stuff figured out. But right now it's just they're in a rut for sure. So anyway, plenty of time to get things righted. But if that's even a word. But yeah, so Rangers, meh.
It's okay. We have good distractions still.
Yes. Mavericks win the first game in the series of the Western Conference Final against the Timberwolves. Like I said, I wasn't paying too close of attention to it, but I was pretty intently watching the last couple of minutes down the stretch. They look good. They look like, I mean, Luka's playing so like a lot of defense. Luka and Kyrie look ridiculous together. The bigs are awesome. I mean, that whole combination of just Luka, Kyrie, and then Gafford and Washington is just so fun to watch. They look like such a like well-oiled machine. Not every game, but I mean, last night they look great.
Yeah.
And to take a 1-0 series lead is huge for a team that has wuggled in game ones.
Yeah. Yep. All of those things. It's they looked really good, and it's crazy. Western Conference Final, Mavs and the Stars. last night, yeah, we were at that party, so I didn't watch super closely, but PJ Washington has been like amazing in this whole playoffs, like the last series, and now good to see that carrying over into this series. And then it was cool to see Kyrie. He was on set after the game with the TNT crew, and he was just like so relaxed, and he was just like up there shooting the breeze with them for a long time, like with Charles Barkley and all of them. And it was cool to see them, and I guess everybody now, like on this giant stage, like everybody realizing how great he is of a person and how great of a fit he's been for the Mavs. And like, it's just so cool to see the Mavs kind of in this national spotlight right now. But hearing him just relaxed and talking about like this team and how locked in they are, how well he and Luka are getting along and everything. It's just really exciting. It's our team, and yeah, they're doing so well on this big stage.
They are fun to watch lately. And speaking of fun to watch, the Stars start their Western Conference final series against, why am I blanking?
Edmonton.
Tonight. First two games at home, which is cool. They've got had a nice little break, which I think was probably huge.
Yeah.
After taking that series against the Avalanche in six, to have those extra couple of days, I think that's huge, because Edmonton didn't have, they went to game seven, didn't they?
They did. They went to game seven with Vancouver. So they just finished a few nights ago. That was just like 3 nights ago.
Yeah. And then they have to travel. Yeah.
Yeah. And they have to travel all the way here. And the Stars needed that break, man. I think I told you, like, that game that Kelly and I went to, which was in the first series against Vegas, we saw them after the game, and they just looked so beat up.
Yeah.
And that was, like, 2 weeks ago. It's like, you just forget how tough these playoffs are. So I'm so glad that they had a break to kind of re-rack and rest. And, man, they know now. They're so close. This is going to be a really good, fun series. I'm super excited to watch. Yeah, it all gets going tonight. It's in the next like 2 weeks. Once again, they're back to where the games are staggered. Mavs, Stars.
I mean,
so it's gonna be so
the
fun.
Best? Yeah, so something fun to watch every night. It's super exciting. I mean, just postseason anything is so great. Postseason hockey's just like next level. It's so fun. We've got a fun couple of weeks in store as DFW sports fans, for sure.
Yeah,
so
do.
Yeah, lucky exciting us. Times. And then I know we had a couple more things. Oh, we got to talk about what we're doing in a few weeks and announce our new partnership.
Yes.
With Tylock George.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So Tylock George Laser Eye Care Center. I had my LASIK there like 17 years ago. But as I'm sure if anybody who's had LASIK, you know that over time, they tell you like 10 to 15 years. So I feel like I've gotten a good run out of mine. My vision just started to be affected in the last couple years. So I know you have a relationship with them from your radio work. And then you reached out to them and were like, you know, you wanted to get LASIK and I wanted to see if there was anything that they could do. Cause I kind of heard that like, once you get LASIK and it wears off, then you're kind of just screwed. Like you're just going to be committed to a life of readers or no line bifocals or whatever, which I've tried both of those And I don't mind, but it's just like super annoying. Like the the readers, like you have to put them on and then you're like looking up and then you're like, oh, let me take them off. I mean, it's just like, it's annoying. Yeah. And so we got hooked up with Tylock George and I've had, you know, a couple of appointments. I know you have too. And they have a solution for me. I don't know exactly what it's called, but it's like early cataract, which makes me feel super old. But I'm like, I don't care, whatever it takes, let's get the shit fixed. And so, you know, they kind of did all the testing on my eyes to figure out what the best plan of action. And so I'm going to have to have two different surgeries because one on each eye. And they're doing that to like maximize the benefit of exactly what it is they're doing. So, and then you're just getting regular LASIK cause you're a young pup and you're just now in need of LASIK. But yeah, we're super excited about this and super excited to tell you, you know, about Tylock. They're, you know, an official sponsor of the Rangers. So this is a natural fit for us. So yeah, I'm super, super stoked.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah. I'm getting a LASIK. It's like a Contoura. It's a, you know, a new, I guess, type of LASIK that they have. And they say you can almost like see HD, like better than 20/20. I don't know. I'm very excited. Cause I can't see distance. That's my problem. Yeah. And I'll, like when the sun, I wear prescription sunglasses. So anytime I'm outside driving or doing anything outside, playing tennis, whatever, I'm wearing those and I can see. But then the sun goes down and I take off my sunglasses and all of a sudden I'm like, ah, I can't see anything. And I have to go find my real glasses. And sometimes I don't have them. And all of a sudden I'm driving and I'm blind and it's scary and everything else. So it's just been that way for a long time. I'm excited to get it totally taken care of. And we're going to do our surgeries on the same day.
Yeah.
And so we have some fun things planned with that. But yeah, super excited about this partnership. And we're going to take everybody along for the ride.
Yeah. And I'm super excited for people. Like I didn't even know there was anything out there that could help those of us who have had LASIK 15, 20 years ago. I thought, like I said, I thought you were just kind of screwed. So I'm excited to kind of experience this myself, tell everyone about, you know, this option that if you're in the same boat I'm in, that there is a way to get rid of the glasses, the contacts, the readers, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, super excited. June 11th is our surgery.
June 11th. I know. Yeah. So everyone gets
I know
to
I gotta have my
the...
old ass has gotta have two, but my first one's on the 11th. So it'll be
get
fun.
It all taken care of. So go, we have a website and you can go find out more and you can figure out what Tylock can do for you and how they can fix your eyeballs. It's Tylock.com, Tylock.com/TMG. And then you also get a discount if you want to go move forward with a procedure for yourself. So Tylock.com/TMG, just give them a call and make an appointment consultation and then they will take good care of you from there.
Yay.
Yay.
Okay. A couple of things before we say goodbye. I definitely want to earmark the experience with my mom traveling.
Yes. Okay.
So we'll put that on our notes. But also too, I wanted to talk about my hat.
Yes.
So my hat says Salty. So we're starting to, you know that we've been doing our Like to Know It page and I've been, you know, it's kind of a shit show just like us, but it's like products we actually use and we're linking them and doing all the things that all the young kids are doing. But also too, we're creating like our own Etsy shop where we're going to create some products that we think are fun, funny, you know, practical, all that kind of stuff. So this is what we're experimenting. And this is kind of the first little trial thing to see if we like these little trucker hats and funny little sayings on them. So this was the first one I made and it says Salty. And I thought it was very appropriate because we had our thoughts on the Harrison Butker commencement speech.
Yeah, we did.
And then Ashley posted a clip of us talking about that, which is great. And then it caused a lot of people to respond, yeah, which is also great. So I think, you know, we're not all going to agree on everything. I didn't agree with what Harrison Butker said. And then our response, people didn't agree with our response to Harrison Butker. And that's fine. Like, we're not all going to think the same. And then somebody was like, well, if you just think that everybody's entitled to their own opinion, well, then what's the point of your opinion? And I'm like, okay, well, the whole point is like, if we have different thoughts and different ideas, isn't sharing them, like, isn't that the way that, you know, the only way we're going to open our eyes? Or do we just not listen to anyone who doesn't think like us? So I see where Harrison Butker was coming from and his you know, the kind of maybe the motivation behind his speech and the remarks that he had and the audience that he was in front of, with it being a traditionally Catholic school, all that kind of stuff. I get it. But my whole thing was, I felt like that was also, you know, demeaning to what those women had accomplished and all that kind of stuff. And so it's not like I'm trying to cancel Harrison Butker. It's not like, you know, I don't think that's any, well, I mean, that is probably some people's intent. But it's like just to bring up another, you know, another perspective and another point of view. And I have had conversations about that with the people who are like, well, you know, look at his audience, and he's speaking to his audience. And I respect that. And if you're, you know, religion's getting brought up a lot in it, then that's fine if those are your religious beliefs. And my main point was, or for me, it was like, that's great, but not everyone makes $1 billion a year and can afford to be a one-income household. That was my biggest, you know, thing, was like, I just didn't feel like he was in touch with reality, and that was a, in this day and age, was a very, you know, even logical thing for so very many people. So anyway, I do love the discussion. I do love how people get super like mean and catty, and they're like, you really think that any of my male family members even care what you think about sports? Like, and then it just starts getting mean, and it's like, okay.
Yeah, I saw that one, yeah.
Have a good day.
It was an exhausting couple of days on the socials.
I know. And then then there was one lady that was like, I think Emily's got the coolest job in the world, but I don't know that I would call it important. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, thanks for that.
Like, what does that have to do with anything?
I don't know, because I think I said that some women, you know, we have important jobs or whatever. And then my response to that is like, I have four jobs right now, and I feel like all of them are important because they're all providing for my family.
Yeah, you're killing
but whatever,
it.
It's just, we get, and I get that way where I'm like, that's bullshit what he said and blah, blah, blah. And you know, you have emotion and all that kind of stuff, but it is what it is. I do love people engaging with us on social media.
Well,
and
hey, cheers to Ash. She knows what she's doing, because that probably got a lot of engagement. That helped our numbers.
100%.
Emily taking one for the team, and Ash and and Ashley knows what she's doing. Yep. Hey,
I know.
But all y'all's mean comments, keep them up, because that's our engagement. Engagement is good.
I know, but it's fine. It happens.
No,
but
you're right, Em. And it's a national conversation right now because of that. Because of that speech, everybody is weighing in on it, and it's somehow a political thing. And so it's fine. It's good to have those conversations. And yeah, we just don't love when people turn mean. And so if you want to have those conversations with us, we're always open to it.
Just be and it's not saying that we're always going to be logical and unemotional. I mean, I'm not. I mean, that's part of, you know, my personality. You're probably way, you know, you're more level-headed than I am. You're calmer. You're less likely to say something that will ruffle feathers. With me, I'm just kind of my filter's very non-existent, and you know, it is what it, and that comes with a price, that you open yourself up to, you know, to negative comments and people not agreeing with you, and that's totally
but
fine.
But that's why people love you, because you're just real and you're authentic, and you take it or leave it, right? So
I just don't have the energy to pretend like I'm anything else but a crazy person like I am. So anyway,
okay. So the hats, though.
The hat. Okay, so stay tuned. Stay tuned. This is one that we made. Jennifer and I made. Jennifer's our new helping us with our social selling stuff. But yeah, it just says salty. I just thought it was funny. So we're going to create some stuff, like I said. And so we don't have it open yet. We're still figuring it out. We're old and trying to, you know,
but yeah, we'll
out.
Have our own like unique.
Yeah, just little stuff that we think's fun.
I'm excited. Yeah,
whatever.
I'm excited to see it.
Okay, you need to get to Anna's birthday lunch.
I do.
And I need to pee.
Yes.
Okay. Did we get all our sponsor reads in? Because I don't have the rundown.
Just a quick shout out for North Texas Food Bank. And we have something that will be going up on our socials too.
Yeah.
So stay tuned to our socials to find out more about all of this. But the big news here is June 7th, the Taste of the Cowboys event coming up that I'm going to be at. Emily might be at. We'll see, pending her Ranger schedule.
Yeah.
But Kelly and I are going. It's going to be so much fun. It's right after my birthday. So I'm kind of parlaying it into a little bit of my ongoing birthday celebration. And it's for a really good cause with North Texas Food Bank, because as we learned about a couple of weeks ago on our show, nearly 640,000 people in North Texas face hunger, including 1 in 6 children. So this Superfund event will support the food bank's Nourish the Future programs that target child hunger. It's really fun. John Michael Montgomery is going to be playing. We're gonna have some country music, all kinds of delicious food, and you can get your tickets right now to join us, ntfb.org/themomgame. We have our own website for that too, ntfb.org/themomgame. Come party with us. It's out at the Star in Frisco, Taste of the Cowboys. And once again, just so thrilled to be partnering up with the North Texas Food Bank here on The Mom Game.
Super fun. Okay, enjoy Anna's birthday lunch. Thank you. Will be back together, I believe, for episode 220.
Yep.
Right? 220? God, yeah. We're racking them up.
I know, man.
All right. Well, enjoy Memorial Day weekend. Hopefully I'll see you at Colonial drinking some Coppola
wines. Cheers,
some
Coppola.
All right. See ya.
Sounds good.
Mom Game out.
Mom Game out.